All right, welcome to an episode of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. We've been gone for a while, so we've got a lot of catching up to do.
So lazy.
Yeah, it's mostly because I've been playing video games.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that is very true. We got a special guest, Johnny, here, and then Joey's hovering around making noise in the background. He's like the silent the silent lurky guy.
He's the silent assassin.
You're a poltergeist, that's just Joey.
The poltergeist. All right, so we're looking at our board of topics. I don't know if we've ever described this to our audience, but
it's
essentially
a thing of beauty.
Shut up. We've got a whiteboard covered with like a dry erase marker with a bunch of just ideas that people put up on the board for us to talk about. I think we're kind of running thin. Like, we've talked about a lot of them already. If you guys have any ideas, feel free to post them on our blog. We check it once a month.
If that.
Yeah.
We really don't check.
I kind of forgot about it.
We do get notified if there is something that happens there. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten no notification so far. So I'll know if you post. All right. So I think what we landed on is child sex dolls.
Yeah.
I am in favor.
And no, I'm not asking if you agree. We're just supposed to start talking about it now. So I'm pretty sure Sarah put that up there. And
Sarah, tell us what a child sex doll is for the audience.
It's like an adult sex doll, only like smaller.
So it's a child.
It's a child.
But it's a sex doll.
It's a sex doll.
Is it proportioned as a child or as an adult?
As a child. It's like everything smaller.
Have you seen one of these before?
No.
Have you seen children? They're not like adults, but everything smaller. They got big fucking heads.
Well, okay, can you, like, conceive of a human child? Because that's what they're like. It's like...
You've seen these?
No, I read a Chuck Palahniuk story.
I've never seen one of these, so I
so
can't
you,
imagine
so you're
somebody's
making shit
these.
Up, Sarah.
I didn't make it up. I just thought that it was, like, an interesting topic for morality.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what... So, like, why did you put it up? What's the motivation?
It seems like a controversial issue. I can imagine a lot of people thinking that child sex dolls should be illegal. And I don't know the legal status of it. Because
yeah, neither do I.
Like, child porn is definitely illegal, and that's good.
How would you know that?
It's a federal crime. I don't know. Like, everyone knows that. That's common knowledge.
Uh-huh. Something you gotta look up to cover your bases?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those. That'd be new if I ever saw that.
What would you think? So, Johnny, you walk into somebody's house and they're like, "Oh, hold on, I gotta clean something up," and then there's like a little kid sex doll. They're like, "Ooh," like I don't know, eating a lollipop or whatever. What would you think?
I would either really be, I'd be really impressed with that person, or really probably shocked at first. But I'm probably pretty impressed because they have that, and I'd just probably be like, "Wow, that." That person really goes all out on their fetishes. I mean, that's something
they're
hardcore.
Not ashamed. That kid is just sitting on the couch.
Is it wearing clothes?
Yeah, it's wearing like a little like sailor outfit.
Oh. I'm just imagining though, like when I think of a sex doll, I imagine like a sex doll with those like really shocked expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like those big eyes, like a doe, like in headlights,
the open
and with
o
the big
mouth.
O mouth. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's what I'm picturing, but like as a child. So it's kind of scary thinking about that. I don't know how I feel about it. What would you say if you walked in on somebody like that?
So the one thing about sex dolls is that first off, they're not even human sized to begin with.
That's
like
true.
if you ever seen like a sex doll, they're like short compared to me, and I'm short. Like,
well, no, they have some that are normal size. There's a few that are like normal size. I mean, they cost a lot of money to get one of those, but
really,
they're normal size.
Are you talking like the real dolls?
Yeah, the real dolls. Not like the inflatable bullshit
dolls.
No,
but
I
like,
thought that those were still like shorter on average.
Yeah, they're still pretty little. They're not that big.
They have ones that are like actual size, like 5'5".
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
that's
they're
true.
Actual size. And I mean, you are right that most sex dolls are normal size, though.
Yeah, if you took all the sex dolls on average, that 5'5 sex doll is the tallest sex doll.
Oh, yeah,
is,
for sure.
Right?
By
like,
far.
The little, like, usually when you see a sex doll, like the cheap ones that you see at, like, you know, bachelor parties or whatever, you know, that trope, you see them, they're like 4'8" or something. They're tiny.
I'm always wondering, why do people always associate sex dolls with bachelor parties? Is that something that somebody's doing? They're like taking a sex doll there?
I've never seen that.
I've never been to a bachelor
party. I'm trying to think of like movies in which they're sex dolls, and I'm like,
it's like frat houses.
Oh yeah, I guess a frat
house. Well, you see like those pictures of like John Cusack, and he's driving around with like Johnny Depp and
a sex doll.
Yeah, they have a sex doll, and there was the what's the guy's name?
What movie is this?
It's not a movie. It's a real. It's a real photo. It's what
actually happened?
Who's the guy who wrote Fear and Loathing? I can't remember his name.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes, Hunter S. Thompson. There's a picture of the three of them driving, and they have a sex doll in a convertible, and they're driving down the street. Nobody's seen this picture?
I don't think so.
I believe
so.
You.
Yeah, there's a picture.
That sounds very likely.
Yeah, they're the only person I know, or people, that I've seen like would actually have a sex doll.
Yeah, I don't understand the need for a sex doll. I think it's weird. Like, just in general, I don't know.
That seems like a really big investment for your boner.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for sex toys, but...
It's like, I won't understand sex dolls until they're robots.
Doing it
like,
for you?
Yeah, because
it sounds like way more... Yeah, it sounds like way more work for you. You gotta move this stupid... Especially, like, the nice ones are all heavy because they're made out of, like, a metal skeleton and, like, rubber and shit.
They have some that, like, kind of move. Like, they'll simulate bucking against you.
Really?
Yeah.
So I read this really, really cool short story by George R. R. Martin in Dream Songs, in which there's corpses and they get controlled by like psychic people because it's like science fiction, right? And so the corpse, this kid, he's like this young psychic guy, and they what they do is they'll control bodies and they'll control like these giant machines. So like one guy can control like four like big rigs pretty much. He's like a construction worker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when the guys like want to kind of blow off steam, they go into these whorehouses where there's these corpses, right? And they've got like controllers on them, just like the bodies that they use to control the trucks. So they go in there and they're like fucking these things, and this kid's like, wow, the person who controls that's really great, like they always come whenever I come. And they finally tell him like, no dude, like that thing's synced to you, like whenever you go in there you just sync up with that corpse, that's why she's always doing exactly what you want her to do. And I was like, that sounds so fucking cool.
Wow. That is cool.
That sounds really convenient.
Yeah.
And would it be cold, though, if it's a corpse?
Well, they're like...
Okay. That was my first thought.
They're like brain dead. They're not like rotting or anything.
So
they're kept alive through like... They're like... He doesn't really explain it, but they're kept alive. Like the body's kept alive, but they're like vegetables.
So they're not cold?
No. That's a deal breaker for Sarah.
Yeah.
Plus, lame. You wouldn't be able to because they don't... I don't remember if they have men ones.
Why wouldn't they?
If they have which ones?
Like guy corpses.
Peace, Joey.
Right. We're saying goodbye to our friend Joey.
Adios. Catch you. You can catch the next podcast, Joey. You can listen to it.
What an idiot. I hope he went pee before he left.
Oh, poor Joey. All right. Anyways, moving on.
Why, is his bladder like sensitive or something?
I have no idea. He came and he like immediately used the bathroom, and I said, "Did you just come here to pee?" And he's like, "No." But I do that, and I said, "I know you do that. That's why I asked you." And he was like, "No, I want to hang out." And I was like, "All right." And then he didn't really have anything to say after that, so I just assumed that he wanted to pee, and that's why I was like, "Yeah, I'll come over to here."
That's interesting. That the, like, because I wouldn't ever. I wasn't even trying to be funny. I was just saying, like, I would never invest the social capital of having to talk to somebody just to pee. Like, I don't need to talk to fucking them. I'll go pee in a bush.
Yeah, you know people if they can, like, give you tangible things. Like, if they can give you drugs, like, then you know these people and you, like, will suffer.
Yeah, if you need water, yeah. If you need to go, like, if you need something.
If you need water, but you're, like, not here in Santa Barbara. Like, if you need water and you're in, I don't know, Las Vegas.
No, you, like, need water and you know somebody and you're like, oh, I'm going to go to their house and grab a cup of water. You know, like, grab a glass. I'm fucking dying of thirst. I'm super parched. But if you just have to go pee, why don't you just, like, pull over and piss?
Is this Tatooine? Like, where does this happen?
Like, in Dune? We can't risk any.
I need water. I got to go.
It's Mad Max, bruh.
Gotta go to Gary's house. Gary has a tap.
Let's go get Gary. See him outside, like, siphoning off my fucking hose. Like, sucking
I'll
it down.
I'll trade you some gasoline for water. I drove over here. But there's no water in this world. How do they keep their cars cool?
All right, so something I want to touch on. We're jumping around our whiteboard here.
Yeah,
and this is something I've always wanted to talk about, and these two are going to gang up on me right now about it. Sarah and
The
Mowgli.
Rock versus Vin Diesel.
Yes, The Rock versus Vin Diesel. Oh, it's something that I think we need to address because
I'm passionate about.
I know that they're going to go and jump down my throat, cut me off, not allow me to speak, and they're going to just say things that they think are facts, which they're not.
You're speaking to our audience. You know that, right?
I'm just telling them what it is right
all
now so that... so that the audience is aware of what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
there is a heavy bias against Johnny here because we outnumber him 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But so it's The Rock versus Vin Diesel. Who would win in a fight? And I know that I've never seen the movie. I've never seen any of them, in fact. But the, what is it? The Fast and Furious?
Seven.
Yeah, the Fast Seven. Fast Furious people.
Fast Seven. Sounds like a bunch of people that premature ejaculate. The Fast Seven. They came
efficient.
In 3 minutes.
They came in 7 seconds. And so anyways, I guess they had a fictional fight and The Rock won or lost to Vin Diesel, which... All right.
That's not even the basis of argument, though.
That's not the basis.
Let him go on.
Okay. Yeah, let me go on.
Yeah.
So, but in fact... I think that's fictional, and that should be addressed right now. That's a fictional fight. See, these guys use that as leverage. They're not going to do it now because they're shaking their heads at me and to each other because they're trying to get points ready to go. But the truth is, The Rock would win in a fight. He was a semi-professional athlete. He played...
The Tooth Fairy?
He did play the Tooth Fairy. That is true, yes. No,
well,
but
Vin
he was...
the babysitter.
He was a babysitter as well, yes. No, but
Diesel was the Iron.
The Rock not only trained on the WWF, which is obviously fake, but it still does takes some athleticism to be on there.
To not hurt people when you're cuddling them, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then he also did play football for, I believe it was Florida.
Hey, he played college football.
Yeah, college football, D1. He was professional athlete almost, semi-professional athlete, if you will. And then on top of that, he's in excellent shape. If you have seen Vin Diesel recently, that guy looks
fine as hell.
Okay. No, he looks like the Tooth Fairy, like how you were just describing. He looks like a flimsy, fat... All right, that's it.
Fair enough. You've got some good points there. The Rock is in much better physical condition than Vin Diesel. He is younger than Vin Diesel about 10 years.
He is bigger than Vin Diesel.
He has 5 inches on Vin Diesel.
It sounds like you guys are proving my point. That's
No. I'm giving you the points that you have because they're true. These are all things that are true and that we're not going to argue about. All
right, go ahead.
Like, we'll give you that. Yeah, it takes a lot. Like, could The Rock kick most people's asses? Yeah, of course. Like, I would not want to fight The Rock. I would not, three of us, to fight The Rock. We wouldn't do anything.
No.
We'd get our asses kicked. I think the same thing with Vin Diesel. And here's why I think Vin Diesel... Well, hold on. There's a few things. One, being a professional athlete, like, you're training for a very specific skill set. The same thing with wrestling. Like, you're not training to actually hurt somebody. You're training to accomplish a tactical goal, whether it's entertainment or whether it's, like, scoring a touchdown or stopping somebody from scoring a touchdown. Yes, they're physical activities. Does that translate over to being good at fighting? Not necessarily. Does having a good physical physique make you better at fighting if you have the same amount of training as somebody else with a shitty physique? Yeah, no shit. Like, if you didn't train at all and The Rock didn't train at all, but he lifted weights and he looked like he did looks, you have the same skill level of fighting, he'd still kick your ass, right?
Yeah.
Because he has the physical advantage.
I agree 100%.
Here is where I think we're going to start disagreeing, is that Vin Diesel trains MMA. That's like, he trains to fight. That's a thing. That means he's got more skill. And I'm going to take you back to that movie Ip Man, right? Ip Man, why was he so iconic? Because he wasn't like a physically buff guy. Remember like all the big guys he fought? He was, mm-hmm. He was like this little Chinese guy. Everybody thought he was a bitch because he was calm and he didn't do shit. But he trained in martial arts. And even though other people had physical advantages over him, he kicked their asses because the training that he was doing, the time that he was investing, was for fighting.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. I just want to add this little fact in. They came out with a new Ip Man. It's on Netflix It's Mike Tyson. He's in it.
That's amazing.
It's Mike Tyson's in there, and he's like fighting Ip Man. I haven't seen it yet, but
Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Can we watch that tonight?
Yeah, we should probably watch that at some
Chinese,
point.
Though?
Oh, do you want to read?
Yeah, I don't blame you. Reading's
for losers.
I'm too drunk.
I don't know how to read.
I forgot. I haven't been to school a while. So going back, that's my only argument for Vin Diesel. Would it be a close fight? Probably. The Rock does have a bunch of advantages over him. If Vin Diesel is rusty, he'd probably get fucked up pretty quick.
I'm sorry. I still think that The Rock would kick the shit out of him. I mean, I know this is all circumstantial. This is all just obviously what we think, and we have our prejudices. And yeah, I like The Rock a lot, and Vin Diesel, he's a good actor at moments when he's, what the hell is he? Pitch Black guy? What's that guy's name?
Well, Vin Diesel has night vision, so if it was at nighttime.
And he beats up aliens on alien planets.
Well, here's the other thing. Vin Diesel, like, if you look at him, he looks like he's gotten the shit kicked out of him a lot. The Rock doesn't. Like, I think as far as taking physical punishment, look at Vin Diesel. He's not a pretty looking guy. And he's degraded over time, not just because of age. I think he's gotten the shit kicked out of him because he's training to fight.
Seems like a pretty scrappy guy.
Like, he looks haggard as shit. Like, yeah, he maybe, like, you know, the Rock has more weight behind his punches.
I think the Rock has better reach. The Rock's got a lot more going for him. The only thing that I don't know anything about Vin Diesel's MMA fighting, to be honest with you. This is all news to me just right now. So I can't say anything. If he had good submission skills, possibly, because that's a big thing. Yeah. If he's training MMA and he's throwing punches, I don't think that would change my mind at all. I think he'd get rocked.
No.
Now, if he's
get rocked.
Yeah, he'd get rocked. Dwayne rocked. No, but if he was, you know, now if you're going into it saying, like, he has these excellent submission skills, he's doing, like, Brazilian jiu-jitsu or something.
Sarah
now,
actually
that's
found
something.
The MMA stuff. So do you know what he's training in?
It was said MMA.
Okay. Good job, Sarah.
Thanks for your input. No, but now that's something else. Now, if you're saying, yeah, if he's doing all this, like, submission shit, and he has all these, you know, like, he's on the ground, he can grab you on the ground and break your leg or throw you in, you know, choke you out. Now, that's something else. Now, because that, you know, that does translate to, yeah, you don't have to be so big to beat somebody up. That's always been a truth. But what I'm saying is if it's an actual fight and we're not throwing in submission skills or anything, because I don't know either of their abilities to submit somebody.
If it was just physical, like if they both had the same level of fighting skill and it was just physical, yes, The Rock would win.
The Rock would destroy him. 100%. All right, that's good. I feel accomplished.
But we are talking about real people.
And I'm still talking about real people. And once again, I don't know his submission abilities, and that's just the truth.
I think for us, we're taking what we know, which isn't that much, about them into account.
All I know is that if you watch The Rock in Doom, he kills a lot of people using his guns. No, it wasn't, was it?
Yeah.
Doom?
I think so. I remember being like, holy shit, he's the star of a movie.
Maybe.
Yeah, you have, like, the internet in front of you. Because
he was in the... Shut up.
No, he was also in, like, Johnny. The Gridiron Gang and things like that.
He was in the Scorpion King, but was he the star?
That was Brendan Fraser.
That was Brendan Fraser.
And he was... What the fuck are you talking about? He was the Scorpion King. The Rock was the Scorpion King.
Oh, and yes, he did have a movie called The Scorpion King.
He had his own movie.
And he was also in The Mummy, The Scorpion... He was the guy...
Running around.
He was a scorpion
in The Mummy 3, The Scorpion King. Mm-hmm.
This is all true, yes.
That's when his acting career was budding.
I think you're right. I think that we agreed upon it. Now, like I said, taking submission skills and other abilities, I don't know enough about those abilities, but I do agree that in an actual physical fight of just throwing punches and the like, I think that The Rock would definitely win over Vin Diesel. Now that I've proved my point and we all agree, I'm going to move on so that I can feel accomplished.
In an actual physical fight where you're just throwing punches?
Yeah.
That's not an actual physical fight.
Well, you're throwing punches.
Like Mike Tyson bit somebody. That's like boxing has.
Well, Mike Tyson most certainly wasn't supposed to be biting people in a boxing match.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, are they boxing?
Yeah, are there rules?
Like, what are the rules to this fight? Is it just like a fucking fight where if you can get them on the ground, you do whatever? Is that the fight? Or is it like
gladiator they're going to spar? Wrestling?
Yeah. If they're wrestling, yeah, The Rock can win. Like, who can make the most people cheer? Whatever.
No, if it's going to be a physical fight, regardless, I mean, I was saying just throwing punches, but if it is a physical fight, I think that The Rock would win. And that's what I'm
going
with. Any
fight's physical, so I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Once again, one where it's not depending on submission skills and things of the like.
That's physical, though. That's also physical.
I'm I understand, but I'm saying things that don't depend on submission skills is going to be The Rock winning.
But the Rock's probably better at like grappling than he is at punching, just with mm-hmm. his own skill set. Like tackling in football and wrestling. That's grappling.
Yeah.
That is grappling, but I don't think that dictates that he can't throw a punch.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm just saying that, like, if The Rock has a strong point in what we know about him, it's grappling.
Yeah, if it were a wrestling match, I wouldn't really go for Vin Diesel. But if it's just, like, there are two guys who are trying to fuck each other up. Like,
just give me, all right, how about this? Because we're just trying to prove that The Rock, what he can and can't do. Prove to me that, you know, besides submission skills, that which we don't even know about, prove to me that Vin Diesel could win in a fight against The Rock. Of any sort of physical fight.
How are we supposed to prove that?
Well, that's what I'm asking you, because we're talking about how you're saying that what abilities The Rock has.
Yeah, but
and,
like,
and your only ability that you gave me was that Vin Diesel practices MMA, but you don't know anything about it, really. So I don't... When do you think he could win a fight?
Anytime that there's an actual fight.
No, he's still in good shape.
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
I don't think that's true.
All I said, like, so the people I'm talking about, stripped of all skills, isn't Vin Diesel and The Rock, right? These are just two physical bodies that would fight each other with the same brain. Then I'd give it to The Rock. But we're talking about two actual people that exist, that have a history, that have their skill sets. That's where the argument is. So nobody ever said The Rock would win. If somebody,
I'm saying The Rock would win.
If a zombie inhabiting, like, The Rock's body and a zombie inhabiting Vin Diesel's body fought each other with the same, like, skill level, then I think The Rock would win. But they're not fucking zombies. They are human beings that have experiences and have done things with their lives. I think that Vin Diesel would, the real Vin Diesel and the real Rock in a fight, Vin Diesel would win.
You know what I'd like to see is... them bring Celebrity Deathmatch back and have Vin Diesel versus The Rock.
That'd be awesome.
That's something I look forward to. I heard a rumor, actually, that they're going to bring that back. I don't know if that's true, though.
I heard that, too, but I think I heard it from you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard it from you.
Don't put things in my mouth, okay?
Where did this rumor start from?
Don't put anything in my mouth, okay?
Okay, Sarah?
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Vin Diesel, The Rock, it's going to have to be a rematch.
It's going to be a celebrity death match.
We're going to do our homework and we're going to come back.
Okay.
But Vin Diesel would win.
No.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel would kill him.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's see what else is on this board.
He did look like shit in Fast 7.
He looks terrible in general. If you look at a picture of him, like Paulina looked at a picture of him the other day, the guy looks terrible.
Hey, this isn't a beauty contest. This is a fight.
No, but I'm talking about being in shape and shit. Like, the guy is out of shape. He's got a bigger belly than me, and That's
completely fine. It means he can take a punch. He's got lots of padding.
Yeah, he's got lots of padding and not much to throw. All right, let's see. What are we?
That doesn't make sense.
Who wrote Jack Nicholson sucks?
Sarah did.
I don't like Jack Nicholson. I think he ruined The Shining.
I have no opinion of Jack Nicholson, but you guys can talk about this.
But Jack Nicholson didn't help.
Actually,
why?
Wait. Hold on. Are you a Jack Nicholson fan?
Yeah, I like Jack Nicholson.
Everyone is. I get it.
No, I actually am ambivalent towards Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of want to hear this out, but...
Okay, well...
So
you don't like him in The Shining? Is that the only thing you don't like him in?
No, I also didn't like...
Because Jack Nicholson sucks as a pretty...
I didn't like him
general...
as the Joker. I didn't like...
What? He was an excellent Joker.
I didn't like him as the Joker.
All right, what else didn't you like him in?
I don't like him in About Schmidt, and I don't think that he played, like, an amazing role in The Departed.
I don't think I saw About Schmidt. The Departed in general I didn't like because it's a movie called Infernal Affairs. That came out like years before. It's an Asian film. I don't remember what country
you
it came from.
Departed?
It's Korean.
Was it Korean?
I don't know.
It might be Korean. Anyways,
same country as Old Boy.
Yeah. Korean. Then it would be Korean. And so Infernal Affairs, and it's a movie that came out years before, and it's the same movie.
That doesn't bother me.
It bothers me because I like that movie, took the whole same concept and made it theirs.
That's what movies do, though.
I know, but I didn't appreciate it. So, just in general, I didn't like that movie.
Okay.
Did I think he did a bad job, though, in it? No. I didn't think that. I think he was very good in it, in fact. Same
There's
with
a lot of good actors in that movie.
Same with the Joker, though. He was an excellent Joker, dude. I thought he was an excellent Joker. Oh, while he's sitting there dancing around and he does his like kooky little things. He's did a lot of dancing, if you notice. Everything's to a song that he's like running around, dancing around. That was good. He was a very good Joker. And he played the part well. And, you know, besides that, I didn't see about Schmidt. I'm not even sure what that movie was.
I think the same director that did like Nebraska, that newer movie that came out.
Don't know.
Anyways. I don't remember who the director was.
I saw him in As Good As It Gets, where he plays the OCD crazy guy who is rich, and I believe Helen Hunt or somebody is in that with her dying son, and he realizes like that he's kind of an asshole and he tries to be a better person. That was a good movie. He did a very good job in that. Mm-hmm. That was a good film. You should check it out.
All right, well, hold on a sec. Besides naming his films, let's talk about what we like and don't like about him.
What I don't like about him mainly has to do with how he's typecast as the, like, crazy, kooky guy.
Have you
like,
seen his hair?
Yeah.
He's like Bernie Sanders with that fucking hair.
It's true.
If Oliver Stone made a movie about Bernie Sanders, he would cast Jack Nicholson and then get somebody else's face to be Bernie Sanders.
Just to use his hair.
In an actor, okay, maybe not their main value, but like one of the big factors in being a good actor is having variety. And he's always just some crazy guy. And it's boring. And it's like there's really not much depth to it.
I'm trying to think of,
like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That was a good movie. He was a good crazy guy, but like nothing about him is phenomenal. And I think that he's like overrated and plainly just like ruined The Shining.
You know, that's a good point. I'm trying to think of like movies in which Jack Nicholson blew me away, like being like, wow, that was an amazing acting. You know, like I've seen it from other actors. I don't think I've seen that from Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it's not like his fault that he has a lot of hype, but
I liked him in The One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because you're saying he played a crazy guy, but the idea was that he's a guy trying to escape going to prison by pretending that he's crazy. And that he did a good job portraying that.
It's like a guy trying to escape deep roles by pretending that he's crazy.
Basically.
No, but so what's your favorite Jack Nicholson movie, Johnny?
To be honest with you, probably Batman, because yeah? I really liked Batman with him in it. I thought he was a really good Joker. Him and, now, if you're comparing him to Heath Ledger and, you know, The Dark Knight or whatever, they're completely different. And so if you're going to say, like, oh, well, there's no depth to him or whatever, and you're comparing the two of them, yeah, they're very different roles. But I think he played his role really well, because he made the character, and he stuck to it, and he made this guy who,
like you said.
That
was a Tim Burton movie, right?
Probably,
Tim Burton
yeah.
directed the first Batman movie adaptation.
That was good, though. That was really good.
I know. I haven't seen that in such a long time. I think I should rewatch that.
You should. Kevin Costner in it, too? That was good. I think it was Kevin Costner. Maybe I'm wrong.
Michael Keaton.
Thank you. Yeah, Michael Keaton.
They
that was good.
Similar. But
Yeah. They're also two people I haven't seen in movies in a long time.
Yeah, that's why. It's like people that were in movies when we were in the single digits of age.
We watched Batman Forever, like, fairly recently.
Yeah, that was...
Which one was that? That's the one with
Val Kilmer. Jim Carrey and the Riddler.
Was that Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
Because then there's the other one with George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then an Arnold.
And Robin?
Yeah, those aren't very good. Those newer ones were terrible. Like the... Not the newer ones.
The ones before the reboot.
Yeah, before The Dark Knight and all that stuff. Yeah, those were not good. Those were terrible Batman.
Here's one thing. Like, I actually did not like Batman Begins that much because it reminds me too much of those Batman movies. Like, Gotham City has this weird, like, green haze over it. And like, the scary scarecrow guy is, like, going to drug everyone. It felt really similar to, like, that first Batman movie where, like, the Joker is going to put, like, poison
gas
over everyone.
That was good. Like. It's like the comic, and the comic is like kind of goofy.
It's goofy, but it's still like it's
like
kind
people
of
are
like
always making fun of Batman for like putting bats on everything. It's silly. It's fun, and I think that it's good to have that aspect. I do like the gritty reboot. I think that like that's a kind of cool idea across the board. But that the overarching theme of Batman Begins was like the scarecrows poisoning people with fear gas. Oh, that was great.
I think we're getting away from the topic, though, and that still is Jack Nicholson. And I don't think that, you know, saying he sucks is really general, and I understand that you what you're going for on that. I just don't agree with you because I do think that he's a good actor. And for the roles that he gets, they actually make sense because that's the character that they want, and that's what they're going for.
Who else would play those roles, Sarah?
Who would have played in The Shining that you think is better? That would have done a better job than Jack Nicholson. Just, you know.
Of the Willem time. Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, when he was...
15? No. Yeah, like when he... I don't even... I have no idea.
I don't know.
The age difference between the two.
Willem Dafoe probably looked old when he was like 23. Yeah. Like, have
you seen his face? Bring in Steve Buscemi. He could be in there.
He looks like Steve Buscemi would be.
That would be. That could be like kind of scary. Yeah.
He looks like a chewed cigarette. A poor guy. He looks terrible.
What did we hear him? Oh, he was in Bob's Burgers recently.
Yeah, that's.
He
right.
was.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did something with I think Louis C.K. fairly recently.
I like him a lot. He's a funny guy. Everything he's in is really good.
He would have been great in The Shining.
Yeah, dude, he's good in Boardwalk Empire. Oh, he does an excellent job in that, very dramatic.
Yeah, and that was weird because he's usually not like the boss tough guy.
No, he's not. And that's why I thought he did a good job because it was surprising and he really pulled it off. But you know what else I really like him in is his goofy roles. It's going to sound stupid, but Adam Sandler movies, when he does like those stupid, you know, like momentary roles where he just does his quick appearance.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely funny. Yeah, he's super funny.
Have you seen Con Air?
Yes, absolutely.
He plays a pedophile, right?
What?
You know, he plays like the crazy murderer. He's not a pedophile.
I thought he was a pedophile.
No.
He goes up to that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything. Yeah, he's a serial murderer.
Killer. Yeah, the guy's crazy. Have you seen Con Air?
No, I haven't. Dude,
all right, so
you haven't seen Con Air?
No, holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
We need to watch that. We've been watching. What did we see recently with what's his name? Nicolas Cage. We saw
Face Off.
And Gone in 60 Seconds.
Face Off is an excellent movie.
Sarah loved it.
I am such a fan. Oh my God. John Travolta. Ah.
The best line in that whole movie is when they get on the plane and they're about to take off and he goes, I could eat a peach for hours. That lady just like swoons and she just gets all wet and waterfall-y on him. Oh my God. And he's like, you could suck my tongue. And she's just like, I want to. Like,
I'm pretty sure she died too. She's like an undercover.
Oh yeah, he FBI shot agent. Her. Yeah. But he didn't care. He just wanted to see if she would suck his tongue and she did. So good for him.
That can be dangerous.
That was an excellent, excellent, excellent film. I really liked that film.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a good movie. Con Air is really good too.
Con Air is a really good film. I like that a lot. It's entertaining. It's funny. They came up with a lot of funny things, but they kept it like serious somewhat.
Yeah.
You know who's in it? Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's in it. If you think about it, I don't know if you remember, but he's the little scrawny guy who goes and he's the one who caused all the problems on the plane originally to like get the plan going for like Cyrus the virus to escape.
Oh yeah.
Where he pulls the like alcohol packet out of his like mouth. He had it like in his stomach through like a little string, pulls it out, and he starts the fire on like the chief, they call him, the Indian dude. That was a good role.
Oh my goodness.
It was a good film. That was a solid all around. They had an excellent cast.
Just a quick synopsis, and do you know what it's about?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Oh man.
Okay, Nicolas Cage is a military dude, right? He's like crazy, like martial arts military guy.
When his hands are deadly weapons.
Yeah, yeah. So he's
when was it made?
Shut up. He's in a bar. And his wife, I think like somebody's fucking with his wife or something.
Yeah.
And he's all like, hey man, be a gentleman or whatever. Then they go outside to fight and he's like getting jumped and he accidentally kills somebody by punching them in the face.
In the throat.
Yeah, like, okay, he punches somebody to death on accident.
Oh my.
Then because of his military training, he is, he's sentenced because his hands are a deadly weapon, so it's like murder.
Did it start that trope, or did it follow it?
I don't know. But it's amazing. So now he's like a good guy. That's just, you know, he's like for some reason in prison he let his hair grow out because I don't know, and like he's on this plane being transported over. Like there's all these horrible prisoners being transported to like a supermax or something, and he's about to be let go to go see his kid and his wife that he's hasn't seen in like years, and. Shit goes down.
So I looked it up on IMDb, and it says, this is the plot summary. It says, mm-hmm. newly paroled ex-con and former U.S. Ranger Cameron Poe finds himself trapped in a prisoner transport plane when the passengers seize control. That was actually a much better plot summary than I thought it was going to be, to be honest with you. Sometimes it's
somebody's
like,
job. Somebody gets paid for that.
When was it made?
Yeah, some people do get paid, but some people just write whatever they want on here if you ever look.
Oh, really?
It was made in 1997. It's a really good film. John Cusack's in it.
Yeah, he's the FBI guy. I totally forgot about
John
that.
John Malkovich, Nicolas Cage, Steve Buscemi is in it.
Excellent.
It's a very, very good film.
It is amazing.
You should check it out.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's really good. And then there's a few other people, like big names that I can't think of what the fuck their name is, that are in it. Highly recommend it. Should check it out.
All right, that does sound fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Connor is a good one.
It is a good one.
See, those are like, well, okay, Steve Buscemi is like a high profile actor like that, where I think like, oh my God, you are so excellent in so many things. I don't feel that way about Jack Nicholson.
I feel like actors these days are just play themselves. I haven't seen like Steve Buscemi. I just don't think, where's The Range, right? He's always the same dude. Like Boardwalk Empire was a really different role compared to all the other roles I've seen him in.
What other roles have you seen him in besides like Adam Sandler movies, and like what are you comparing it to?
He's Ghost always like World, a glossy eyed weirdo.
Big
Lebowski.
He looks like a weirdo. He's in the Big Lebowski's funny movie.
That was a good movie.
He was great in Fargo.
But I mean, yeah, he's playing
great in Ghost World.
What's Ghost World?
Yeah, you know what, you're right. But I mean, I still feel like it's the same person with a different life.
Same person with a different life. Oh, that's funny.
You think it's still the like sad, like kind of mopey
so? You know
character?
Who I think is a really great actor?
Because he plays like dumb. He plays sad and anxious, and then he plays like confident yet ugly? Stressed.
Oh, confident yet ugly. you know, so.
Who's a great actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was going to say that too.
He's in so many
him.
Different roles. And I thought he was such a shit after Titanic because I was like 12 and I was like, this is dumb.
All the boys hated Titanic.
Yeah, because all the girls were like wetting themselves.
We were so wet over it. Oh my God.
And after, so I was like, bigger than Latin. I remember like Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever. But he has been in so many fucking movies that are so good where he plays completely different fucking people.
Since
he's like,
he was a child.
Yeah, he's retarded in a role as a kid. He's like the sadistic, crazy person in that Quentin Tarantino movie.
Which one?
Django Unchained?
Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah. He did very good. He is a great actor. That's
him
true.
Him breaking the glass wasn't even in the script. It just happened because he's such a badass actor.
Yeah.
And he didn't
the
flinch.
Blood was real.
He added that because he's fucking
and
excellent.
And he didn't even stop the scene. He just kept going with blood coming
he's
out of
He's brilliant.
Him.
And it like makes that scene. You think like, holy shit, Sergeant Candy or whatever his name is.
Sergeant Candy.
Sergeant Mr. Candy.
You know,
Lucille Candy.
He
Master
is a,
Candy.
He's an excellent actor. But you know what's funny is I was just thinking of who's not an excellent actor is Brad Pitt.
I think I'm going to say Vin Diesel.
Really?
No.
Or The Rock. They're both shitty.
They're terrible.
They both entertain me, but Brad Pitt just is not a good actor, and there's nothing that I really like him in besides Legends of the Falls.
Jesus Christ.
There's not much that I really like him in, to be honest with you.
You don't like him in Seven or Fight Club?
No.
He was so good in Fight Club.
He was good in Fight Club. No, you're right. You're right. He was good in Fight Club. Now, could they have had somebody else do that role? Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio
could have done that role. No, but I think, you know, he was good in that.
He was also good in, I was going to say Django Unchained, but it's actually 12 Years a Slave.
That was 12 Years a Slave, and I didn't think...
I like that.
I don't think that he was that amazing.
Do you like him in Inglourious Basterds?
Not really.
No?
He was all right. I mean, it's... Like, when I'm saying, like... I don't think he's amazing. Like, I do. Do I think he did a good job in some of these movies? Yeah.
That's a job done.
I think he did a good job. No, I do think you're right. Fight Club was a very good movie. Legends of the Fall. Those were two very good movies. Now.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. You know, he
like,
doesn't...
besides that, like, think of his other movie, the one with Angelina Jolie and him, where they're like spies married to each other. You don't need to see it. It was not good.
I'm trying to think of movies he's been in that have been like critically acclaimed and good.
Seven.
Seven with Morgan Freeman. Now that was good because Morgan Freeman was in it. Morgan Freeman kind of made it. And yeah, he was good. It wasn't because Brad Pitt was in
Kevin
it.
Kevin Spacey.
Like, yeah, he and Kevin Spacey
is an amazing actor.
Now he has a lot of range. He's very good.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of him doing impressions?
No,
dude, we're gonna watch that after this podcast. You're gonna love him. But yeah, no, I see what you mean about Brad Pitt. I never feel like he's a different person.
It's just because he's sexy. Like, he is really exceptionally good looking.
He is very good looking.
You don't need to be a lot of people's judgment. Good looking or really weird looking. Like, I still think the way the Steve Buscemi acts, like, yeah, he's the weird guy in different roles, like different characters.
Mm.
I don't think his acting changes much. He still, like, seems kind of like when he's like a bad guy, it's because, like, he seems really unsure of himself and he's about to go off the handle, right? You're like, oh my god, this guy's like really insecure, he's gonna kill someone.
Have you watched Boardwalk Empire, all of them?
Yeah. That's the only one where he's like not the
I'm same trying character. To th- well no because he plays the same character when he does so the part where that bomb went off next to him and his like lady friend died, if you remember I'm talking about. So he's like kind of losing his mind, mm-hmm. and he's like talking to the kids and they're talking back to him. And I'm just picturing it in my head, the scene. But he goes, they're talking to him, and he's like, no, I'm not going out to the races. What? Are you talking to me? And he's like, has a total conversation with himself. Mm-hmm. And it's the absolute same character he always plays, and it just cracks me up because he brought the fucking Adam Sandler character into Boardwalk Empire, and it worked out. It was good. You know who was good in that, too, with Boardwalk Empire? Was the guy who played Al Capone. Mm-hmm. I like that guy a lot. Yeah. I think he did an excellent job in that. I don't know his name, and I couldn't tell you.
He's in some other period piece that he's like good in.
Yeah. He's also in a movie about England, because I think he's Irish or something.
I have no fucking clue.
No idea.
I don't know anything about
him. I don't know the guy's name.
This Is England, I think, is the name of the movie.
I have not seen
that.
You
never seen it?
No.
He plays like, I think, I'm probably butchering it. I only saw it once, but I think he plays like a British nationalist who's like poor and like beats people up and is kind of racist in like the UK. It's a good movie. The same guy that plays Al Capone. It's really good in it.
That just sounds like every British movie where they like talk about British people. Yeah. Like they're racist, they yell.
Well, for now, for every British movie. Until...
It's like Hooligans or Green Street Hooligans. And then, you know, every movie I can think of off the top of my head that's not a period piece about England is like British people beating each other up, getting violent, and being racist.
Remember when we were in Bruges and like those British people talked to us? We didn't know what the fuck they were saying.
I never know what they're saying.
Like, they're talking like ass and shit. That's all I can understand. Like, yeah, okay.
It's like, no, it's like they're speaking. If they're not from London? Like London proper or like just the outskirts, if they're from the deep, it sounds like they're speaking Dutch. Like you can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah.
And there, if you ever go there, so I mean, if you go to England and you actually walk around some of the streets, they have fucked up names. It's like they're not speaking English anymore. It's like it's like you're speaking some random language, and it's just so bizarre to me because I don't understand the birthplace of American English is from England, obviously, but it's a completely different language if you're not in London.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's full of it. What I know about the UK is not that much, but it
that they're no
like,
longer a part of the EU.
Yeah,
oh,
man. I know that they're free. but like, it, you know, there's all these like provincial accents.
Yeah.
That, it like, how do you make? And it's such a small landmass. Like, we think of people in California as speaking the same way, and California is bigger than fucking Italy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like. We divide our accents in the United States in like maybe five. Yeah, like Midwest.
Like Midwest, Southern, like Northeastern, New like England. Boston kind of thing. Yeah, like
yeah, New England.
New England, and then
California.
And
then really far like north, like Minnesota. Like that's kind of Midwest, I guess.
Yeah, but how old is our country, like the white people's version versus that of England's and Europe's? Like, maybe
are you saying the black people version is separate, like the Ebonics is a separate language?
No, why are you
bringing color into it, Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah, you fucking racist.
God. because white people kind of won
they
concerning
won?
America and like it's our history that is written. So I'm saying like the America that has started at 1776, like our dialects aren't that different, maybe because we're so young.
Yeah, and I think we experienced this. Remember when we were over, like, over there, and we'd be talking to the guy from, like, Flanders, and he'd be, like, shitting on somebody, like, 10 miles away as if they're, like, in a different, like, planet.
Yeah.
Like, that guy is so dumb.
And they're a different tribe.
Yeah, and you're just like, dude, you're all from the same shithole. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It all looks the same to me.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Like, we'd be in, the Netherlands, and Mark would be getting, like, mad. Just like, oh, fuck those guys. Like, why? Because they're German. What? Okay. Or like, fuck those Dutch guys. They don't know how to pour beer and they speak stupid. Like, yeah. All right, Mark.
Thanks like, for your, yeah.
Great tour guide here. Mark's just getting angry at the beer that's getting poured in the cup.
Yeah, literally like 45 minutes away from each other and just getting like, angry about it. And acting like everybody's stupid.
So yeah, they all act like the person like in the next city is retarded.
That's like if we like, well, we hate on Lompoc. And yeah, but I hate on. Well, they are
retarded.
But I can't tell if you're from Lompoc by the way you speak, and they can. Like,
well, okay.
Sarah looks suspicious there. Yeah, it looked like she had some inside information. I don't know.
Is there? I don't know if there's a typical like Lompoc look.
Maybe they're all missing their teeth.
Looks like you should shut up. Like, what are you talking about?
A lot of places hate on the town over.
Yeah, that's different than like being able to recognize somebody from the town over and being like, well, who the fuck are you?
You're right.
Like when I was in Friesland, which is like, it took like 2.5 hours north of Holland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where like Amsterdam is.
Yeah.
It's like this really weird, like kind of really agrarian looking place, like little towns, lots of farms and that kind of shit. And it's really cold. And I was hanging out in a bar with these people, and they had me, like, say this phrase. You know, we're all drunk, and they're just like, oh, try to say this. And they were like, oh, yeah, people from Holland can't say this. That's crazy that you did this. But the whole point is that, like, they've got a phrase that separates them from, like, the other Dutch people, like, fucking 70, 80 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they can tell that that person, like, it'd be like if I could tell somebody in Los Angeles spoke differently.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Right?
And I think it's like, you're kind of right. Their history goes back like fucking to Roman times. Their towns can have different fucking cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they were a lot more isolated then.
Yeah. I mean, they're just more inbred is what you're saying basically. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. No, it's true. You know, I got to tell you, I keep looking at this. What is this?
The racial injustice calendar.
So there's a calendar sitting right in front of me now and it's the racial injustice calendar.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a superhero name.
Kind of.
Racial injustice man.
Yeah. It sounds like a South Park character. But anyways, I'm like looking at it and there's some black children. There's a big picture of black children and they're standing against a wall and there's a bunch of white kids walking in front of them and nobody's looking at them. But it doesn't look much like a injustice to me. No offense. It just looks like black people standing against a wall. And I don't know why that is incorporated with injustice. There is a caption, now that I'm reading the caption, does say that the black children stand with their backs against the wall during the first day of school integration in Oklahoma in the 1950s.
Yeah, it's a representation. I wonder why. It's not like giving a literal...
Like, I don't... Yeah,
the
why...
The question would be, like, why are they standing with their backs against the wall?
Yeah, why? What is injustice about that?
To keep the white children
safe. Do you think that those like 8-year-old, 10-year-old kids are going to go do something suspicious?
No, I don't. But I think that was the racial attitude then. Like, white people didn't want to share bathrooms with black people in the 1960s.
They still don't.
No, I'm serious. Like, most people, it's terrible to say, but most people don't.
Yeah, so I think that, like, that represents the feeling of that year. And they were probably up against the wall because they like didn't want them maybe touching the white children.
So you think somebody corralled them against that wall?
I mean, even if they did,
I don't think they did it of their own volition.
Well, they could have. I mean, even if they did, whatever the case is, it's not that like that's a racial injustice. It's just illustrating the attitudes that.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Whether
I
or not
that.
It's like the black people are scared to interact with the white people because there's like a racial divide.
I think they would have been a better picture had they done like the
like if they were like hanging from a tree like
whoa slow down no
they
but I'm talking if they had
they turned
well
this
no
into
like better no I'm saying like better to illustrate racial injustice.
I'm saying to illustrate racial injustice. I was gonna say it would be better to do the segregation of like the water fountains. Have you ever seen the picture of that? There's like the white water fountain and the black one, and the white one is just like this immaculate looking brand new water fountain, and there's a black one. It looks like a spigot from a hose.
Oh, really?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
They couldn't afford that picture.
I don't know.
You could afford the picture.
I kind of like the pictures because they're like slice of.
What is that? Oh, there's like, Indians.
What's that, like slice of life type saying? Like
yeah, exactly. It's a really nice representation.
Yeah, it's
a snapshot.
You don't know why, but you see it happening. Like, what do we see from this picture? The black children are all like huddled together. They're all like with their backs to a wall. That suggests like that they're scared. The white children walk around carefree. They're in a safe place. The black kids don't look like they feel safe.
Sarah, did your mom get that for you?
It came to my parents' house. We had two of them. One of them...
And did it go to your mom?
I don't know if it went to my mom or my dad.
This looks like something your mom would give you. Just saying it off the, you know.
She gave me a Ronald Reagan calendar.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. It was of him on his ranch.
That's pretty baller. My grandfather has like so many of those like Reagan ranch things. They give those away. Pretty funny.
Yeah. We're gonna take a brief break for a refill on drinks, and we'll be right back. And we're back. I don't know why I had to say that because we're actually just probably gonna wrap up here. I forgot what we were even talking about.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing.
I think it was racial injustice or something. That's right. But that doesn't matter. So, you know, truth be told.
We're pretty drunk at this point. And we should talk more about the racial injustice calendar. It's interesting.
I love the racial injustice calendar.
The only thing I want to say before we finish this whole conversation and end it is there a white people injustice in there at all?
I don't know. Probably not.
If there was, would you think that was equality?
Yes.
Why?
Would I think it's equality if there was a white? Because there are injustices that happen for white people.
Well, there are injustices that happen for people in general, but
we're talking about racial, and that it does happen to white people too.
Would they be recorded in the courts?
I don't know. That's why I asked if anything was recorded in there. Because it if you guys look at this, I know we're just talking here, but if you look at it, each day has an injustice or something happens. This is a really strange looking calendar, to be honest with you. But each day, it shows something that has happened. So I'm just going to read the first day of June. And it says, up 1921, up to 300 people are dead after whites attack prosperous black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and burn it to the ground during 2 days of rioting. Now, I'm just curious, like I said, if there's any like, oh, you know, these something blah 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 happened to white people, blah blah blah, because I'm sure it happens. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but I'm just wondering if it's been recorded into this calendar. I'm gonna have to look one day.
No, I'm pretty sure white people injustices towards white people are not recorded in this calendar.
Not white people to white people, but I'm saying, like, did black people to black white people or anything like that? I know it happens.
So the problematic thing about that, the whole idea of, like, racism isn't that, like, it's this scale in which we say, like, oh, that guy got killed by a white guy, that guy got killed by a black guy, we're even. It's more like...
I'm not saying it's even. I'm just wondering if there's any recorded... I'm just curious about it, if anything's been recorded into the calendar as far as, you know, something against white people.
But I think
I'm not saying
we're classifying racism as different things is what I'm saying. Like, you're saying racism is just about like, oh, are there ever violent acts against a group of people because of, like, you know, their skin?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where what I think the author of this calendar and how I would define racism is more as like a system that oppresses a group of people and privileges another group of people.
Oh, okay. Well, that is different.
And when you have that kind of a
system. Is that what this is about, though? This is my first time also seeing this calendar was today. So I don't know much of history behind this calendar.
So I think when it illustrates this stuff, it's not to say that like atrocities have never happened to white people and that white people have like perfect lives. Like everybody has a life and everybody has their problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's to say that like the frequency in which like violent acts have happened
mm-hmm.
to black people and that nothing has been done in our courts to like address it or make it right. Like
it's all minority the fucking time. People of color.
Oh, okay. All minority people. That happens way more often. Like if you look at, current day, right? There's that kid from Stanford that like raped a girl. Mm-hmm. He got like 3 months. There's that other guy.
6 months, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's going to be out in three.
But then there's this other guy who, like, he was innocent. He was black. He was accused of rape from like this white girl, he got like 6 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he was a college football guy.
Yeah.
Like, this happens because of racism in this country.
Yeah, I believe
so,
it.
So that's what it means by injustice. It's not to say that like they both. I mean, yeah.
It does record acts of bigotry, which is like the more personal kind of racism, like the violent acts. But it also records like a lot of obvious hate crimes and just court rulings.
Hmm.
Like how life used to be back on this day.
I'm just scanning over this. And I'm just looking, and it doesn't seem to me, to answer my question, to have anything on this month about white people, anything happening to them.
It's not going to.
Is it supposed to just be about black people since this is like a black person month? Maybe. Is that what that is?
June isn't Black People Month.
Well, no, is it? Well, if you read it, everything's like about black people.
Well, the majority of racial injustice in this country is towards black people because they've been a part of this country since its foundation.
I don't know if the entire month is devoted to black people.
I don't know
if
that's true.
Unique case.
I'd say you're probably right, a majority, but a lot of things happen to every race here.
Like the genocide against Native Americans.
Well, that's next month, Sarah, if you look. But if you look at the calendar, next month is all Native Americans. But, like, you know, Chinese Americans have always been oppressed. That's how they got Chinaman's chance. Mm-hmm. That's how it came about, was when they were working in mines and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then they had them building the railroads.
The Italians had it shitty.
Everybody's had it shitty. And so I'm just curious, like, if this is, like, because everything in this month is all about black people, so I'm just curious if that's the case.
I don't think they're going to have it about white people, if that's your question. I don't think there's anything, because now, like, I mean, Irish and Italians used to not be, like, white, right? They weren't Anglo-Saxons,
mm-hmm.
and they used to have a lot of shit happen to them. That, I think...
They were the shitty white, and now all white people are equal, and now the shitty race is, like, every other race that's not white. Like, that's how it used to be, though. Like, you know, white... Good example, Gangs in New York. If you watch Gangs in New York, that's exactly what it was. They were, like, the white natives is what they called themselves, right. And then there was Italian immigrants and the Irish immigrants, and they were all just looked on as scum, and then black people weren't even, like, incorporated into anything. They were just...
They
hated
weren't allowed
them all.
To have guns. They weren't people.
Oh, yeah. They said they weren't even people, really. And then now all white people are basically equal. And it is fucked up. But, yeah, they still say the same shit. It's fucked up. But it's just funny to think about. Anyways.
Yeah, I think that's a good conversation to have. So, like, we could have a whole podcast about race in America. Mm-hmm. And that'd be fun.
Is that on the board?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is it?
Up in the top.
I'm erasing things. All right, guys. I'm erasing some shit.
All right.
Child sex.
This is like
dolls.
Johnny the Comptroller.
What is this?
It's an eraser. Yes, we did child sex dolls. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Get rid of the things we talked about. You should put The Rock and Vin Diesel with facts.
What else did we talk about?
I heard it was Muay Thai and MMA training.
Jack Nicholson sucks.
Where's racism? Oh, race in America.
Don't erase that.
Don't erase
that's actually
that.
One
that's
that
gonna
was,
be a big one.
That's gonna be a good one.
I've
got a lot to say.
I want
to
make sure I don't have to write it in.
Circumcision, rape culture. I think that's all.
What's
the ones...
a revenge porn? That can be for next time. Revenge porn.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on Nerdy Board and Almost 30.
Thank
we are
you.
All. Yeah, Johnny and Sarah.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. And man, whatever. Fuck it.